Hey everyone, welcome back to Curves and Cocktails. And I'm just so excited that you guys are back for another week. And I have a really, really, really great topic. But before we jump into the topic, I want to introduce my guest, my homegirl, my hairstylist, my travel agent, my wonderful mother. She's like the plug. Like anything you need, she will have it, know somebody to have it, will be able to give it to you. So I want to introduce my girl, my Asia.
Hello, everybody.
Yay! She was like, oh, when am I going to be on your show? I'm like, bro, I'm waiting for the topic.
Let's tell the truth. Fenice asked me about being on the show and then was like, oh, I don't think we're going to do that episode. And so after that, she was like, you know, we're going to do an episode. And finally, I'm like, listen, get it while the game's good.
Right.
You know?
I was like, I need a topic that's, you know, because we talk about everything all the time, but I think our favorite thing to talk about, when I'm having relationship problems, I'm sorry, I go to my Asia. Like, I be calling her when I'm about to do something crazy, stupid, and she just sits there and listens to me, but she's not one of those friends that's going to be like, yeah, fuck that nigga, fuck your shit up. She's actually going to give you, like, real life advice, and you need a friend like that. That's going to be like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you feel like that? Like, you know, you need that real friend that's going to tell you something. So she's that person to me. And I appreciate her for so many other things, but she keep it real when it comes to relationships. So.
And it's just a funny, funny thing because majority of my friends kind of call me when they're having like relationship issues. And it's so funny because I am not a relationship, like I haven't figured shit out for my own self. I don't know anything. Like I don't have the answers. I just like logic. I'm just a very logical person. So
I feel like she's the voice of reason. Cause it's like she just gonna tell you, she's not gonna tell you what you wanna hear. She's gonna tell you what you need to hear. So a lot of people like to teeter-tatter like, oh, girl, you know, well, maybe he not. Well, maybe he isn't a narcissist. Maybe he's not abusing you. Maybe he's not cheating on you. It's like, no, you know that he is. Stop beating around the bush. And she's going, you have to have somebody to remind you like, no, you, no, it's just like, straight up. Like,
and that, but that's what I mean by like just logic. I feel like in a lot of situations, women can be, myself included, can just react in a way where their actions are not indicative of reality. It's more so indicative of what they've convinced themselves of. You know, you care. I saw a meme not too long ago. It's like, if you care enough about a man, he doesn't even have to lie to you. You'll lie to yourself for him.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, that's real. So I think a lot of time when people do that, not even just women, but when people do that, I like to just reintroduce logic in reality. It's like, I know you want things to be different. And I know that you like to perceive things in a way that is, you know, easier to swallow for you, but the reality of the situation is, and then, you know.
Right. All right, so we're just going to get right into the topic. The episode is called, Are You Checked Out of Your Relationship? / When Is It Time to Break Up? For me, I have been in just situations where I just felt like, oh, we invested so much time. Like, how can I break up with this person? Like, how can I start all over? I'm in my 30s. Like, who does that? Like, who wants to do that? So that's a lot of women stay because they feel like because they invested so much time with somebody that there's no way that they could break up. So,
and I am very, I think the opposite way. I feel like after I've invested a lot of time in a situation and I've tried different methods and I've attempted to see things a different way, if I get to a point where it's just kind of like, we're doing the same thing over and over, it's now just a pattern of break up, make up, argue about the same thing, or disagree about the same thing. Because not everything is an argument. Some things people just don't see eye to eye on. Mm-hmm. And so some of those things just aren't going to change overnight. It's like you could fall in love with a guy and he told you from the beginning, like, oh, I'm not really into, you know, I don't want to have children. And you don't want to have children either. So you get into this relationship, and then he might change his mind later. And he's like, you know, I don't have children, and, you know, I would want to do that. And you still don't want children. Mm-hmm. It's like, that is a huge thing that sometimes people are like, maybe it's something we can work through. Maybe I can convince him or change his mind. It's like, some things are not workable.
Right.
So if you end up in one of those situations, you have to just take that L and move on. And I don't even want to say take that L.
Right.
Taking the L would be to continue on in a situation that you know is not, you know, gonna be what you want.
Totally understand. So my first question is, like, hello, when we know the relationship is over, why is it so hard for us to let it go? Like, why is it? Is it us, like, women, or is it men, or is it both of us? Like, why are we like, should I stay? Should I stay? Should I go? Like, oh, I'm gonna let her walk out, or no, I'm gonna call her in 2 days and get her back. Like, why? Why is it so hard to let it go?
I think, I don't know. I do think that it applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in any situation where you've been doing the same thing, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or a toxic thing or a emotionally draining thing, whatever it is, if you've been doing something for a certain amount of time and that has become your routine or what you're familiar to, it's hard to undo that. It's hard to just stop, no matter what it is, whether you've been eating carbs all your life. And you
y'all, she was trying to play me with my vegan food. She was like, carbs, carbs, carbs. I'm like, listen.
But listen, I'm just saying, like, I've been eating carbs all my life, so it's a struggle for me to stop when I was ready to do keto. It's like, it's no different with relationships. And I think that is, people treat relationships like they're so different from any other aspect of your life. Like, romantic relationships are the same as your professional relationships, your friendships. It's like, don't be a part of one that is not both-sided and equally beneficial, period. Whether that's a friendship or a professional relationship or romantic relationship, it applies to everything. If you're at a job that's a dead-end job and you know that you have hit the glass ceiling, they're not going to promote you, you've reached the salary cap, move the fuck on. Like... So I think with relationships, it's the same thing. If you reach a point where you know that logically speaking and reality and, you know, what your partner has shown you and what you've dealt with, that nothing's going to change and it's never going to be what you truly want and what you feel like you deserve, you got to let it go.
But don't you feel like we just get comfortable? We've been in this routine. It's like, you know, I've been with this person for 3 years, like, we have this, but it's like, we're just in the relationship to just be in a relationship. And even with jobs, like, you're at this job just to have a job. You know you ain't gonna go nowhere. You're not gonna go up. You're just in there. And it's like, I feel like, especially when it comes to relationships, people can move jobs. People can break up with girlfriends, like, just homegirls. Mm-hmm. But something about when you with a dude, they like, hell no, I groomed this nigga. This nigga, he wasn't doing this. He doing this now. I'm not finna let another bitch take this.
See, I know that that is true. I know that that is real. I have had this conversation multiple times over where it's like, I really have a beef with women overall because I've seen it. I've done it, I'm sure. I've given less chances to my homegirls than I've given to men that... In the long run, it's like, what what was that for? So, I mean, I just have a beef with that. So, I don't even want to come from a place of, like, understanding that. Because I don't condone it in any fashion. It's not acceptable no matter when you're doing it. If the shit is dead, let it die, give the funeral, and move right along.
Okay, I hear that. So... when you're with a dude and you're telling him, like, exactly what you need from a relationship, right? And he's like, I'm going to do it. And
oh, you mean like every time I've ever been in a relationship?
But why men be like, they're going to change and they're not going to change? Like, why do men do that?
Because I think men are slow a little bit. I think that sometimes they may genuinely... feel like they want to put that effort in. sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that some genuinely feel that. And other times, they're just saying whatever they need to say to get what they want. And shut your ass up. That, I mean, yeah. So, I think it could go either way. Sometimes they may think they're going to get it together, but they just, you know, they're not really capable of doing that. So, their intentions could be pure, but, you know.
And it's like, it sounds good. And I feel like men be like, all right, I think I'm going to do this. I might just give her like 10%, but then I'm going to go back to zero. But then it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, do you still complain about it? You know this man is not going to change. So at this point, it's like, you just chuck up the deuces and leave, or you just accept him for who he is. Because like all the older women at my job, they're like, men are never going to change. They're never going to change. It could be 20 years. They're never going to change. And I'm like, well, damn, I'm not asking him to do something crazy. I'm just asking him to be a little bit more romantic. But they're like, no, he's never going to change this. He wasn't like that from day one. He's never going to change. So I'm like, damn, are they never going to change? Like, for real? Or are they going to change for the next bitch? And that's when I'm just joking.
See, but here's my thing. I've been in multiple situations where I be wanting things to go one way, and I just really be trying and going so hard and giving those chances and trying to see what I can fix about myself and what can I do differently to make it work. And it gets to a point, no matter who it is, when it is, why it is, it gets to a point where you do have to make that decision. Mm-hmm. It's like, am I just accepting this and settling with it? Or am I going to do what I need to do to put myself in a position to get what I know I deserve? That's literally what it breaks down to. So I know many, many, many women, especially older women, felt like the thing to do was to settle and accept what they already know. Like, it's like, well, if I leave him and I move on, then I don't know what I'm going to get with the next man. At least with this guy, I know what I'm dealing with. And I just don't believe in that. I feel like if I know what I have and that shit don't measure up to what I want, then hang it up. Right. And if I've spent 5 years with him, I'm not about to spend a sixth.
Right. I just feel like a lot of women, I don't even know if it's the age thing that even matters. Like, they're so like, I already know what he's like or how he's going to be. So who's going to say, what if the next guy does this to me? What if it's something worse? And it's like, they have, or we, or me, whoever, has a fear of moving on. Like, they just, I don't even know how to even categorize it. Am I talking about me? Shit, I might be. Like, you just afraid that you're not going to get anything better than what you have, because it's like slim pickings out here, or we don't know where they at. I don't know if they at church, on a railroad, at school, at the basketball court, at LA Fitness. We don't know where they at. So it's kind of like dating has used to be fun maybe at one point, but I just feel like it's so dramatic and traumatic and
right fucking. I was like, I think you mean traumatic, but no, I honestly, I put a lot of, and anybody who knows me knows I'm all for women this, women that. We are the top of everything. We are the reason why the world goes round. But I do believe that the longer we set these low ass bars, we're doing ourselves and every other one of our sisters a disservice. Because if I continue to accept subpar, mediocre, less than satisfactory love from a man, not only are my friends going to see that and feel like, okay, well, I'm not the only one, but I'm also making this man think that what he's doing is acceptable. So even if me and him don't work out, I've now sent him along to some other unsuspecting woman to be trashed to her too. So it's like, we have to raise the bar, set expectations, and not back down from them. And so I encourage men to do that. I encourage everybody to do that. Figure out what you want, what you deserve, what you will accept, and don't switch up for anything, and stop anything that is not in line with that.
Do you feel like you already a year into your relationship, and then it's like, can you set new expectations in your relationship, or that is something that you have to do from the beginning? you like,
I feel like some expectations you should set at the beginning. And I feel like if at any point in your relationship you decide that you want something different, it is only fair to communicate that with your partner. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you get with somebody and it's like, I need me a man that, you know, has a job and is stable and, you know, isn't going to need to rely on me for anything and can afford to do nice things with me. Okay, cool. You're in that relationship. You're doing those things. And then 2 years into the relationship, you decide, now I now require more. I want you to not only have those things, but I want you to make me feel like we're going to have that stability together. Because it's one thing for a man to be stable on his own. Mm. It's another thing for him to want to build that sort of thing with you. He can have his own apartment, but does he want to buy a house with you eventually? Does he want to, you know what I mean? So it's like, I do think it's okay for you to upgrade. Because why be in a relationship if you aren't?
Right. No, I totally understand. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are so scared to voice their opinion. Like, ooh, well, I wanted this, but I'm just afraid of how he's going to react. I'm like, fuck how he's going to react. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think that's, first of all, that's paramount. If you are in a relationship, with someone, and you are not able to speak up and say what you feel, how you feel, and why you feel that way at any given time, you might need to reevaluate that relationship.
Right.
And again, that doesn't even apply to just romantic relationships. If you have a friend who you feel like, oh man, I didn't like what she said and that really hurt my feelings, if you're not able to communicate that with her, you need to either have a conversation with her about you not being comfortable or reevaluate that friendship altogether. So it applies in a relationship too. Why are you with somebody and trying to build a life with somebody who you're not even comfortable with sharing how you feel with?
I think a lot of people, and it's not even confrontational, but I think a lot of people are just afraid of if the person is going to be mad for me bringing this up. So then now we have to repair the being mad part. So it is hard, you guys. Like, I get it. But for me, that's one thing I had learned. Like, I'm just going to say whatever that's on my mind. Like, now, does it matter from him? Probably not. But at least I know I said the shit, because it's like, I don't want to like have stuff built up for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's something that I'm working on, like with my personal relationship with like friends, but like in a committed relationship with somebody, it's like, no, I don't, it's no second guessing of what I want and what I need. Like, I'm gonna always let him know. So how many chances do you give a man? Like, if he cheats once, is it a deal breaker?
I feel like that is relationship to relationship. I think that's based on whatever expectations you set for your relationships and what your boundaries are. So I don't think there's some blanket statement for that. Mm-hmm. I feel like as soon as you start wondering about whether or not you're giving him too many chances, you have.
Mm.
That's literally what I think. It's like, you now, if you're totally okay, you know, if y'all go through something and, you know, y'all deal with it and you feel like you process it and you feel like he's going to make the change or you're going to make the change, whatever the situation may be. If you genuinely feel like you're giving it a new shot and both of you are deserving of it and that's what you both want, you're never going to wonder whether or not you should have given him that chance. But as soon as you start thinking,
right,
am I giving him too many chances? You have. It's dead. Enough is enough.
I know. And it's when I was listening to the lady talk about, what was her name? Derek. What's his name?
Girl,
what's
let me
her
know.
Name? What's his name? I don't even know these people's names. I know I've seen the guy before, but I would literally always scroll up when I seen his Facebook post because I have just no desire getting relationship advice from just like strangers on the internet that I don't know. So like when I saw the wife talks, I kind of feel like she's in a trance. Like, there are Bible pushing people. Like, I believe in God. There's whatever you believe in. I don't care if you believe in Hindu, whatever like that. But I honestly, when I hear her talk, like, I feel like she's not a real person. So them and him and his cheating and it's worse because it's public and it's on the internet. Like,
okay.
We're going to keep this short and sweet.
I am. I'm going to make it as quick as I can. That relationships, well, self-proclaimed relationship guru who sits in his car because he can't go in his house and talk about what perfect relationships look like because he knows his wife is going to side-eye him. So he gives these videos from his car. He also can't give them from the inside of the houses of mistresses that he has because he's going to sound ridiculous. That's why he's shooting these videos in his car. Mm. People like him, I despise them. Because he literally would get on the internet and badger people who have made mistakes in their relationships or badger people who have accepted less than maybe they should have in the relationship. When meanwhile, his entire, his shit is in shambles.
Right.
So it's like, people like him, they just got to go to hell. And my, like, that's why I make it very clear. People will contact me and ask me what I think about their relationship things, or they may just vent to me. And I just, you know, I listen. I don't say anything until they have, you know, asked or requested my response or opinion. And also, in those times, I make sure that I say, I don't have the answers. I don't know. I still haven't figured it out for myself. I'm still not in the relationship that I want to be in for my own self. So I make that clear. Whereas people like that guy, mm-hmm. he's got all the answers, Sway. He knows everything, and he's going to tell everybody else how they're falling short. As far as his wife goes, sis is in a sunken place. Mm. I don't know if it is the D. I don't know if it's the financial security. I don't know if she has sipped the wrong Jesus juice. But she's definitely experiencing some form of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it's
bad.
When she was like, I'm wearing the badger of,
baby,
of Jesus on the iron of the hat and the pilgrim of the shoulders.
Sis had on a beret and a camouflage shirt and said she was ready for warfare. Like, sis, you're fighting everybody but the person you should be. Mm. You're fighting the whole internet because your husband publicly humiliates you. Sis, let it go.
It was too much. And when I clicked out, like, I have no desire to listen, watch, hear him speak ever again in my life. So
it was the third person reaction video to his own video for me.
I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. That's just it. Like, I just couldn't. Ooh. I couldn't relate. I'm sorry. So, moving on, my next question is, do you feel like crazy women get more attention or better relationships, or it's more fun to deal with a crazy woman than with a laid-back, chill woman? Because I feel like I've always heard, like, crazy girls get this, crazy girls do this, and it's just like, it's no excitement dealing with a chill ass woman. Do you feel like you chill or you feel like you crazy? I don't know. I think you a little both.
First off, I have beef with the whole crazy woman narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of the times women are called crazy when they are reacting.
Mm.
And it's like, these are not behaviors. Like, sis ain't just waking up and going into manic episodes for nothing.
Mm.
So, I mean, unless, and I, you know, I sympathize with that. If she has some sort of mental health issue or whatever, so be it. But I know that those are not the women we're referring to. We're referring to women who react to things and go off or curse you out or, you know, not answer your phone for a few days, hold you accountable. Mm. Those are the women that are called crazy. It's like, oh, she, you know, this, that bitch crazy. It's like, well, what did you do for that to be the situation?
Right.
And if you didn't do anything for that to be the situation, then it's not that, oh, this bitch is crazy. It's like, she may be suffering with some mental health things. Have you attempted to get her help? Is this somebody that you genuinely care about? If you genuinely feel like she is having these insane episodes unprovoked, then are you, as a person who genuinely cares about her, getting her that help? If you are not getting her that help, then you know she ain't crazy.
Mm.
And then as far as crazy women versus chill women, I don't, as far as when you say chill, I know that you mean women that are not you know, they're not arguing, they're not confrontational, they're not bringing up the tough issues. They're just kind of hanging out in the background. There's two kind of chill women to me. There are those ones who are suffering with her own demons and dealing with her own self, you know, self-esteem issues and insecurities, to where she doesn't even feel comfortable challenging you, or she may be one of those who just has to have a man and whatever. So she gets, lets you get away with murder. The other type of chill woman is the kind that is just chilling, laying back, and giving you just enough rope to hang yourself. Mm. She don't want to yell at you. She's not going to hold you accountable. She's not going to do, you know, argue with you. She's just waiting to see what you're going to do. Like, what is he going to do without me having to tell him what to do? And then as soon as you take that rope and hang yourself, just be like, all right, got to go.
I hear that. She's right about that. So why do we feel like it's a failure to leave
a relationship? Because like, everybody, society told us that.
Right. Right. It's like our family, why you left him? He was a good dude, but he did this, but he did that. But they still make you feel guilty for leaving. And you're second guessing yourself like, damn, should I have stayed? Should I have, was I too hard? Was I doing too much? Maybe he really wasn't that bad. Yeah. And it's like, that shit really fucks with you mentally.
Absolutely.
Like,
it is a societal construct. Mm. That's why I don't beat up on women who think that way.
Don't let you be in your 30s. You in your 30s? What, you think you young? You think, I'm like, damn.
Yes, actually. Girl. Yes, I do, actually. I think society definitely convinced women that they need to be in a relationship. It has also convinced women that when she ends a relationship, that she's not allowed to get in a new one. Mm. I think sometimes that thing where women say, well, I'm just scared what I'm going to get with the next man, is more so, I'm scared to see what they're going to say when I remove all our couple pictures off of Instagram, or when I tell my friends it didn't work out, or what is my mom going to say if next Thanksgiving I bring a different guy. I think it sometimes it's not familiarity that keeps us with somebody. It's what we think other people are going to say when we are like, oh, we're not together anymore and I'm dating somebody else. I'm just glad that I was able to come to a place where I literally do not care. If something is not doing what it needs to do for me or for my family dynamic, because, you know, I'm a mom of two. So it's like, if it's not doing what it's supposed to do, I'm heading out. And I don't care if anybody is wondering, oh, well, you know, what happened with that? Or how come you got two kids? You're not married yet. You didn't, you know, you haven't announced some big whatever wedding or whatever. It's just like, I literally do not care.
Right.
Because I'm only going to do what I feel like is in line with what I deserve and what I ultimately want for myself. So some women have a hard time with that.
Right. And yeah, I mean, I struggle with that. Like, I know a lot of women struggle with that, because it's just like, you're just so afraid of what your family and people are going to say. Like, damn, you got a new man? Like, damn, what happened to the last one? It's like, well, damn, nigga, the last one didn't work out. So it's just the judgment that comes with it. But like what my issue is saying, like when you get to that I don't care point in your life, a lot of women never get there.
Right.
Because it's like you seen your mom deal with your dad or your stepdad and he wasn't shit. And he was doing this and he was doing that. And you saw your mom stick through it. So you feel like my mom stuck through it. I have to stick through it. So it's like, no, you don't.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just wanted to say this because it is a point that absolutely needs to be made. Moving away from me just being open, you know, just vague and saying women, I'm going to be very specific and say Black women have been conditioned to believe that the more shit they put up with, the stronger they are. The more shit they tolerate, the more of a ride or die, or more of a reliable woman that they are. And so it's hard to undo that when you have decades and centuries worth of women who take the worst shit are somehow celebrated for it. And so
yeah,
it stresses me out.
I just can't understand. Like, I'm not about to let a dude constantly cheat on me and be like, oh, baby, you know, I fucked up, but I'm never finna do it again. Beat on me. I'm never gonna do it again. What else? Mentally abuse me. I ain't mean to say that. For years. Yeah. But it's like, how do you break the cycle?
You just stop. I seen a meme just the other day, and I was like, yo, that's it. That's the one. It said, one day you just get tired of it, and you decide you no longer want it, and so you stop. Mm. Period.
It sounds so simple.
But it really, that's the thing. It really is. Person who has... I've been in relationships where I felt like I may have been the one that you know, didn't put my all in or didn't do all the right things. I've also been in relationships where I've been the fuck dragged. Mm. And you get so used to being dragged, or you're so worried about, like, what happens if you let it go, that you stay. Mm. But I'm telling you, one day you just have a moment and you're just like, this is not it.
Right.
And you literally just stop. I think that's the only way to do it, but that's my own thing. I don't believe in getting closure or let's just be friends. I think we can be friends eventually, but I'm a cold turkey you for now.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Like, I mean, you will know. Mm-hmm. You are literally going to wake up and be like, I cannot do this shit again.
Yep.
And only thing that I hope that you can get a clean break from it, because people crazy.
Baby.
And that's the scary part, where I see why people stay, but it's heartbreaking to feel like you can't leave. You can't leave. So my next question is, why do men always come back?
I mean, I don't know. I think... I'm not gonna speak for every man. I just
right.
can't. I don't know what's going on in every man. I feel like there are different reasons that men come back. I feel like some of them notice the error in their ways and they're like, damn, I'm gonna lose a good, you know, a good woman, or, you know, somebody good for me. And so they try to get it back because they see what they've lost. I think sometimes men just try to get it back to see if they can. And then I think I guess that's just it.
Right.
I think
to still see if they got that hole. Yeah. And then like, oh, I can call her in 2 days. Yeah. She's gonna be right back over here. She's gonna be fucking with me and I'm gonna still do the same thing. And it's just like, damn, that's another thing. Like, how many chances do you give him? Because it's like, all right, you ain't talked to him for 2 days and he calls you and be like, oh, well, I wanna come over so we can talk and figure this out. And it's like, do you really, or are you just trying to fuck?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I don't even think that all the time is that they're trying. Now, a lot of the time, it's just that they want to fuck. But I also think that sometimes it's just a challenge. You ignore him for 3 days. He calls you each of those days. Mm-hmm. He takes a couple days off from calling. Mm-hmm. He's going to call again just to make sure that at some point he's able to gain access to you. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think... it's a little bit of both. It's like some guys out there are genuinely like, damn, I messed up. This is a good one. This is the one. I want to try this again. Mm-hmm. And so they try to get back. But I think sometimes they just want to see what they could do.
Mm. That should be like, oh, I know he's finna come back. Girl, he ain't finna come back. And it's like, you just hurt, you mad, you sad. And it's just, it all depends on your relationship. I mean, if you was going through hell and back, then it's like, all right, nah, you need to block this person's number. But if y'all just like arguing over dumb shit, trying to figure it out, it's a new relationship. And it's like, why do he keep fucking up? Like, it's so simple. Like, why are you fucking up? I don't know. Men are stupid.
When I said, what are some things y'all would want to hear me talk about regarding relationships on this podcast? And the very first response I got was, why are men? And she was like, no, that's it. That's the whole question. Why are men? And I was like, wow, that's a great question. I don't know. You know, I swear to you, and I'm not lying, that I have had moments where I wished that I was like a full-blown lesbian. It was like, why do I have to be attracted to men? It's so ghetto.
It's real ghetto.
It's so ghetto. It's like, how can these same like group of people make you feel so great, so amazing, so loved, and then turn around and make you feel like the shit on the bottom of somebody's construction boot? It's like, why is that a thing? Why couldn't I just be a lesbian?
It might be. I'm in Atlanta. Shit, I might be. That's all I gotta say. Cause people be like, I got one more relationship left in me. That's all I got. That's all. And I'm flipping over because at this point, if they ain't getting it together, I don't know where else to go.
For me, this is probably gonna sound, I don't even care how it sounds. When you put that energy out into the world, it's like, I only got it for one more relationship. I'm just trying one more time and that's it. It's like, the universe gonna be like, all right, let me try it and see.
Right.
Because it's like, I'm gonna let you get dragged in this next one. And so you can see that, you know, no, you can really, it ain't that deep.
Right.
For me, I don't even care to be in a relationship. I just don't. And so, like, if I'm in
one... And she's saying this with a smile on her face.
No, because...
She's saying this with a big smile. She's like, I don't care.
Because it be so much stress that come with it. Like, I'm a little upset that, like, nature made it so the only way that we could continue on as human is for a woman and a man to have to interact.
Right.
I'm a little upset about that.
Right.
I want to take that up with whoever's God or Buddha or whoever is in charge. I want to speak to the manager. Because why did you even make that a thing?
I know.
Because sometimes I'm not interested. I mean, I did my part. I put two little humans here. I did my part.
You
so
did,
now,
you did.
If I don't ever have any romantic relations with a man again, it's like, well, I did my contribution to humanity, and now I'm going to continue to do that by being a great mom and raising great kids. But as far as like really feeling like I need to be in a relationship, I just don't have that energy. I feel like I need to be in the space of people that love, respect, and care for me.
Oh, my Angelou, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. So it's like, whether it's my family, my friends, maybe it might be a man. But I'm not pressed because I've already curated like my tribe. I already got it. So it's like, I don't...
A lot of people just cannot survive without men. Like, they just feel like that's the only way that they'll be able to breathe, to eat, to sleep. I gotta have a nigga. I gotta have... Oh, my God. Damn. Like, they are hype.
Baby, a nigga gotta have me. I don't gotta have no nigga. A nigga gotta have me.
Put that on a shirt.
I'm just saying.
Put that shit on a shirt right like, now.
I'm telling you, I'm like you said at the beginning of the damn episode, I'm a resource. I'm the plug.
Period.
I'm the asset here. I am the table. I don't bring nothing to it. It's my table. So I don't know. I don't have to have a man. He gotta have me. And if he don't, that's okay. It's okay for him. It's okay for me. I'm chilling.
She gonna survive. We gonna survive. Shit. We gonna survive with or without him. Cause that's the thing. I don't want to be in a space where I have to rely on anybody to be able to provide my life. Like, I need to be able to, like, what he brings is like extra, but for me, I want to be secure in my finances, secure in my relationship with myself and my friends and my family. Like, whatever he brings is extra, but I don't want to have to feel like I can't eat, breathe, do nothing without a man. Like, I know it hurts. When you break up, you're sad.
Course.
That shit be like, damn, this nigga got me fucked up. But it's like a couple of weeks later, you know, the grass is starting to get a little greener. You lose a little weight from the stress.
Okay,
you
baby.
Get your hair done. You get your nails done. You step out. You realize, you know what? Damn, I am that bitch. Because
it's really as simple as that.
That's it. And it's like, it may take a while. It may take a couple of weeks. But once you get there and you realize that the woman that you are, the energy that you bring, the compassion, love, and everything, you will find that person if that's what you want. You don't want nobody, keep it moving. But if you want somebody, you're gonna find that person for you. So
I believe in manifestation, and what you put out, you get back in.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in that. And so for me, it's like, if you genuinely want a partner, somebody that you can relate to, somebody that respects you, somebody that loves you, somebody who will pour into you as you pour into him, somebody that will understand you and, you know, be okay with the ways that you fall short. Because, baby, I'm flawed. I'm just one big 6-foot flaw walking around. So it's like, if you genuinely want that for yourself, tell yourself that. Mm-hmm. Believe that you're going to get it.
Believe it.
He'll come. Now, like you said, it's slim pickings. So it ain't going to be 50 of them that come.
Mm.
He may not have every single thing checked on your list.
He won't.
Yeah.
But you got to see if he 5'2".
Oh. Not 5'2". No, baby.
Okay, not 5'2". She said 5'9".
No, actually,
stop.
I don't know. Ooh, child. You know, this is real life for me, and I'm going to say this. This is something that really happened in my brain, in my life, like real life. I told myself that putting height restrictions on things would limit my ability to find, you know, men that could be more compatible with me. I was like, you know, I shouldn't let height, something he is completely not in control of, like that's completely out of his control, I can't let that be a deal breaker for me just because I'm tall. And I did that. I couldn't regret it more. It's like, wow. I let a nigga who can't reach stuff in the top cabinet play with me. So yeah, so I don't know. I think if you have deal breakers, just let them be your deal breakers.
Ooh,
and just
shit.
Manifest the man that meets all of your requirements.
Ooh, moving on. Next.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. So then the next one. Are women desperate to keep or to get a man and allow him to do whatever, like?
Yeah, I think that ties into what we said earlier.
Right.
Where we just feel like we're supposed to have a man, like having a man adds value. When really, I think having a man, I don't know, because I don't want to sound like some man hater. Like,
no,
I,
you don't. I though. Love this men. Is real life. Like, we
I
love.
I really do.
Yeah.
I love men, and that's why I'm mad about it. I'm mad that I'm attracted to men. I'm mad that I do think that men, specifically black men, are dope. They're beautiful people, especially the ones that have really nice teeth. Like, there's something about them. Mm-hmm. So I will not take that from them. But I do not feel like having one of them or being in a relationship with one of them adds value to me. Like, mm-hmm. I am it yeah. with or without a man, period. I don't think that having a man adds value. It just adds a couple headaches during the week. Is really
a couple.
I'm being generous. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right.
So it's like I think that ties back into that. Some women are desperate to have and keep a man because they feel like they're supposed to. They right. feel like it adds value.
I just never want to get to that point. Like,
and I
ever.
Won't let you.
I know she won't. I just couldn't imagine going on Facebook, Instagram, talking about, like, no, it's not finna happen. Like, I can't do it, ladies. I'm sorry. But there are women who are just, like,
advertising.
Right. All day, every day. And it's like, girl, it's draining. So stop.
I get it, though. I'm telling you, I get it. Because society will make you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. Like, if I went with what society puts on me,
mm-hmm.
I would accept that it's like, oh, you're a two-time, like, you have 2 children. You ain't never been married. I have never been married because I don't want to be married to these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, I've had motherfuckers be mad. I take the ring off. I tell you I want to marry you and then tell you a week later that I was kidding and I didn't want you to be embarrassed in front of your friends. I just...
Jesus.
No, I'm being serious.
She's being very serious.
I'm being so serious. It's like, I'm not married because I don't want to be married right. because I do not subscribe to that book that tells me that because I have birthed beautiful children that I now owe something to the world and to this man to be in a situation I'm not happy in. Not doing it. Never. Never. Y'all can hold me to it.
So when do we leave?
When we know it's not going to change.
When we keep on calling our homegirls.
Baby.
Be like, is he going to change?
Baby. If you have to call.
We call my agent. That's why her line be on swole.
Look, I'm like, some days I be so emotionally exhausted, but it don't even be my stuff. I ain't got no stuff. I don't have any. I promise y'all right now, I don't have not near bit of relationship issues. I'm chilling. But I'm emotionally exhausted with relationships because my friends got problems.
And we make it her problem.
If you no, I'm kidding. I'm fine with y'all calling me, venting to me. I understand that I'm that friend, and for whatever reason, y'all be looking for a response from me, a person who ain't got no relationship issues and doesn't have the answers. But I feel like when you get to the point where, like I said, where you're wondering if you're giving too many chances, then you are. Mm. That's when it's time to leave.
That's real. But it's like, did you give it enough chances? Did you? I feel like we just start creating questions in your head. Like, did I give it enough chances? Did I give him enough weeks to change? Did I give him this? Did I cook enough? Did I give him enough pussy? It's like, no, girl, no.
Listen to me. If you get to the point where you are wondering whether or not you are giving too many chances, then you have. Because anyone who genuinely feels like giving him the next chance is going to make the difference, is going to make the relationship work, they're not asking that question.
Where the act right niggas at?
I want you to ask me questions I have answers to. I want you to ask me questions I could possibly have the answer to. That's not one of them.
Well,
I'm waiting. Honestly, I thought that 2020, because it was just like a big year, 2020, I thought that God, Buddha, whoever's up, Allah, whoever's up, I thought they was going to drop new niggas. I thought it was new niggas coming out. I had high hopes. Yeah, I'm looking. I'm not looking, that's the thing. But they're not there. So yeah, I don't know where they are. I just keep manifesting and doing my daily affirmations, and
really have to go through life and just really not think about it. It's like you just have to enjoy the moment, because we already know life is short. We're living through a motherfucking pandemic, and you have to worry about, am I gonna get sick? Am I gonna do this? Am I gonna do that? And I really stress myself over that, and I'm just like, I'm not doing that shit this year. Like, I want to genuinely have fun. Like, I put a toll on myself, my friends, my family. And it was just like, you know, I don't want to do that. I feel like as women, we need to have fun. Go on dates with your girlfriends. They don't have to always, you don't have to just.
Speaking of which, you told me.
Listen.
I'm listening.
You know, I was on a little diet.
Okay, well, when is it over?
I need 25 pounds. 25 more. But we can go out to eat. Like, I can go
salad.
Out. Yeah, we got like a chicken, a little salad, a little carrots. I can do that. But we're going to figure it out. But, you know, it's Nova's birthday this weekend. Well, yesterday was his birthday, and she's celebrating it this weekend. So, we just going to have to come up next week. Next month, for sure. Next month, for sure, we're going to go out to dinner. But.
All right.
Yes, y'all. Maisha said she was going to join me on this diet, but we're not going to get off topic. But
listen, you know what? That is kind of on topic, because let me say this. I was in a place. I went there. I'm not there no more. But I was in this place where I was associating my weight with my most recent relationship not working. I was like, maybe it's because I'm larger now than I was when we first started dealing with each other years ago. Like, genuinely, that crossed my mind. I'm shocked at myself. But I was really in that place, and I was like, wait a minute. You mean this weight that you gained when you carried a whole human in your womb for him? And I had to check myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sis, hang it up.
Yeah.
Undo that right now. And that's literally how I feel about that. I feel mm-hmm. like when we think those types of thoughts, where we're holding ourselves accountable for things that are just like not real. Like, right. Don't get me wrong. Accountability is everything. So if you're wondering to yourself, like, damn, maybe it's not working out because I overreact, or because I'm not communicating enough. And so he doesn't really know what I want. He doesn't really know what I need from the relationship. Maybe that's not working. Those types of things hold yourself accountable for. But for me to feel like a relationship isn't working because I've gained weight after birthing a 9-pound baby, it's kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous. And then, you know, amongst so many other things, it's mm-hmm. like, baby, it can't be weight.
It can't be.
It can't be. So.
No, niggas gonna love this weight. Baby or not.
I know they do. I know. I know you know. Like, listen.
Period.
They are going to. They do.
But yeah, any final thoughts? Any how you feel? What you're thinking?
I think my final thing that I would just want to share with everyone, and not just women, even though this kind of was geared toward women, I want to say, if there is anything, first of all, figure out what you want, figure out what you feel like you deserve, and then anything that is not in line with that or will not get in line within the next 30 days, let it go.
Mm.
So if you're at a job that feels like a dead end and you don't feel like within 30 days you can have the talk with your superior and say, hey, this is what I really want out of this position. This is what I can do for the company. If you don't feel like you can have that conversation within 30 days, find something else. Get on Indeed, get on LinkedIn, do what you got to do. If you're in a relationship, if you have a friendship
mm-hmm.
where sis is making comments or doing things within your friendship that you don't feel like is along the lines of what you deserve or what you want for yourself, if it's not something you feel like you can talk to her about and she'll correct within 30 days, it's get another friend.
Mm-hmm.
If the relationship that you're in right now is emotionally abusive or physically abusive, if it's not in line with what you see for your future and what you really want and deserve, and it's not something he can correct in 30 days, hang it up.
Yeah, that's real.
And I'm not saying like you suddenly want a motherfucker that makes 6 figures, but you know you got with the guy that make $35,000. You don't give him 30 days to make an extra $65,000, sis. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, if he's struggling with showing you consideration or respect sometimes, or if when y'all argue, he says maybe something that's a little too mean, or if you're arguing with your girlfriend and she does low blows, if you tell her that it bothers you now and y'all have an argument 2 months from now and she's still doing the same thing, she gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
that's real.
That was it.
Okay, you guys, I really, really, really hope you enjoy, learn, took something from this episode. Like, Maisha is really one of my really good friends, and I just wanted to pick something that I just knew we would be able to, well, we can talk about anything really, but I just felt like this one was it. Like, we just had to go there. So my friends, her friends, everyone that's listening, please share with your friends. I know this is something that everyone can relate to in some shape or form. And I want to really thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Maisha, for being on my show. I will tag her below and everything like that. So just make sure you add her or, you know, talk to her and give us feedback on this episode.
Whatever you do, do not message me about your relationship. I ain't got it.
She said she ain't got it. And don't message me either. I ain't got it for you either. But all right, you guys, thank you so much. And I will be back on the next episode of Curves and Cocktails. And we were drinking today. We was actually, because I haven't drinked in a while.
Yes, we had a sangria.
Yes, we had some sweet sangria with a sprinkle of mixed fruit. and it was delicious. So thank you guys. Bye. Thank you.